Hello, friends, and welcome to the Higher Self Daily Podcast. Consider this a rest stop along the winding, often challenging path of being both a human being and a spiritual being. A place to rest your mind and heart and feel not alone in the process of remembering who you came here to be. I'm Karina Devi, and together we'll explore awakening, healing, mindful, embodied living, and so much more. Thank you for being here in your full humanness and your bright inner light. Welcome to Higher Self. What is your relationship with joy? I've always considered joy to be my North Star. If I found myself overcome with joy, I knew I was on the right path and that I should keep traveling in that direction. Joy has always felt like my soul's signature. When I'm in touch with my higher self, the phrase that scrolls through my inner movie screen is serene joy. Whenever I've gone through a dark time, I've wondered, where did that joy go? Where's my laughter and creative spark? I knew my true self to be jubilant, cheerful, and bright, and that in those dark times, that truth was not gone. It was just sort of hidden by this veil of anxiety, depression, or another form of stress. For me, joy is a vital sign. If I missed my period or my appetite, I would know that something was up and tending was needed. It's the same with joy. Lately, I've been meditating on what allows joy to flow like a bubbling fountain and what clogs the jet. Here is what I have come to. Joy is a natural outcome. It requires you to have a positive view of the present and the future. It requires trust in the universe. You have to believe that things are going to work out, even if you're not sure how. Perhaps more than anything, keeping yourself clear, emotionally, physically, and energetically, creates the channel in which joy naturally flows. I've witnessed this consistent bubbling over joy I've been swimming in an ocean of begin to wane. Anytime I start to close or constrict or turn away, and I've noticed that as long as I choose to stay open, and that means open on all levels, body, heart, mind, soul, joy is the natural result of that openness, even if in order to clear that channel, there is a storm that needs to move through. I'll leave you with this. We will find more of whatever it is that we are looking for. So today, look for the good. Look for reasons to feel joyful, giddy, reasons to laugh and smile from the inside out. And inevitably, they will find you. Thank you for listening and spending this time with me. If this impacted you in some way, please share this episode, whether that's on social media or sending it to someone you thought about while listening. I would love to connect with you on Instagram or TikTok, and my handle for both of those is @karina.davy. If you'd like to connect more intimately, you can join me in the Higher Self Sanctuary, a virtual village where I lead weekly meditations, workshops, women's circles, community gatherings, and more, alongside my partner, the incredible master coach, Jacob Metzger. To check out the sanctuary, you can go to www.higherself.earth. It's also linked in the show notes. And if you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can book a session at karinadevy.com. You'll also find information there about courses, in-person retreats, and other offerings. If you're enjoying this podcast, leave a review so that we can reach more of the people who are looking for this space. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.